So a little bit, two things, application interviews and letters of recommendation, which are really kind of low on the thing, but you might have questions about it. College interviews are not as scary as they sound when you're saying, like, oh my God, I'm going to be interviewed for a college. UCs don't do it. Lots of private schools don't, but the ones that do are Harvard, Princeton, Yale. The Ivy Leagues require it. If there's someone in your area, they will require a interview. And so I did a lot of interviews. A lot of people end up doing college interviews. And what they are, they're not as important as you think, and they've been proven not to be very influential, which is why Stanford, the best college on the West Coast, arguably, does not do college interviews. Because they said, they did a study and they said, this doesn't affect how people get in. This is just another application. And so they got rid of it. But the Ivy Leagues have this, you know, tradition, and so they require college interviews. And what it is, it's a chance for some person, usually an alumni in the area, to interview you and see what you're like in person for a quick, brief minute. And then they write up an application, basically a letter of recommendation, whether you should go to this college or not. And the colleges take that as another letter of recommendation. It's from someone who's only met you for an hour, had coffee with you, and asked preliminary questions. So how influential that is, I don't know. If the person's like, oh, this person's awesome, then maybe it will say, okay, well, then, we were already going to admit them, but now we're really excited about admitting them. And so I don't know. College interviews have said to never make or break somebody. But they can be very intimidating for the person applying, for you guys, to be like, I'm standing in front of this person, they're asking me questions, I don't know what to do. And so I can say that one thing I think the college application interview is for is to double check that you are like what you say you're like. So if you're in your college app, you're like, I'm a great leader, I'm outspoken, I'm driven, I'm powerful, and then the interviewer interviews you. He or she has never read your application. They don't know anything about you other than your name and that you want to apply to Princeton. And what they'll do is they'll ask you questions like, oh, how are you? And they'll get a sense of your personality. And if they write, this person seems like a very quiet, modest person, and the person reading it, overseas is like, wait, that doesn't match up. Something's going on. Then that's the one way that a college application changes and affects you. Is if you say something in your college app that doesn't match up with how you act in real life, that could be a problem.
So don't lie.
Never lie. They'll find out. They know all the tricks. Just assume they're all knowing and all powerful like a god, and put your best true foot forward. Does anyone have questions about how the college interview works? Is anyone interested in knowing more about that? Because I can go into greater detail. Just about what questions they ask. Is it scary? You want
a few questions?
Oh, okay. I'll go through the basic ones. Usually an alumni. They schedule it with you, usually at a coffee shop or a restaurant or a bookstore or something. The weirdest interview I ever had was my Harvard interview, where I had to show up at her house, and that was weird. The Harvard interview is traditionally the weirdest one. Everyone who I've said who has been interviewed for Harvard felt like they were kind of like felt a little bit awkward. Maybe it was because it's Harvard, but Harvard asked a lot of very basic questions. What's your GPA? What activities have you done? What are your SAT scores? What are your AP scores? What classes are you taking? Princeton and the other Ivy Leagues that I interviewed for were much more casual. They just kind of started a conversation. So, how are you today? What have you been doing, in class and stuff? And it was more of a conversation. The Harvard one was a little bit different, and I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But what I found was that being natural and kind of just talking to them about, what you're passionate about and show that you're actively doing stuff with your life, like, oh, I just came from my mock trial practice. It was kind of intense. We're going to state, in a couple of months. And they're like, oh, really? Tell me more. It becomes very casual. And the best interview I actually had was my Princeton interview, in my opinion, because we didn't really talk much about what you would think a college interview would be like. We talked about the books we liked. And I said, I really like this author. And he was like, I read that person. He's my favorite. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. We like the same books. And so we talked about the death of print media, like things like that, like a real good conversation with a person that I'd never met before. And that was the best interview I had. Whether it made or break, like whether it was a make or break decision, I don't know. I can never know that. And then letters of recommendation, which goes along with that, because a college interview is basically another letter of recommendation. You want to get teachers who know you well and who have taught you either in your junior year or your senior, like, not your freshman teachers, not necessarily, unless they're really, like, you're really good with them. So I would suggest junior year teachers are the best, and you have to ask them early and be very polite to them. You have to ask them very early. When you guys get back into school, I would say start asking teachers, because they're going to be swamped, especially the good teachers. Everyone knows who are the good teachers on campus to ask for recommendations, and they will be swamped. And so if you can ask politely, the best way that William Chen phrased it is you go up to the teacher, you know, beginning of the year, say, hi, how are you doing? And then, you know, when you're having a conversation, you can say, I wanted to ask you, do you know me well enough that you could write a good letter of recommendation for me? And that gives the teacher the option of saying, I don't think I can. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm not sure. Just say, do you know me well enough to write a good application? And that's the question you pose. And if they say yes, then you know that they will help take time. And ask them early, because every year there is those kids who turn up 1 week before the application is due, rush to the teacher's class, can you write me an application? They're like, really? I have to grade 100 essays today. And they're like, please, 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 I really need it. It's for Harvard. And that kind of attitude translates into the recommendation. They'll have that in the back of your mind. And they still might write a nice application for you, but the stress of doing it really fast, like the day of, not kidding, kids do that in my school, it's bad, don't. The day of it's due, and ask for a quick recommendation, there could be typos, it could be poorly written, it could be rushed, and you don't want that. You want the teacher to be able to reflect and say, like, what has this kid done in my class that would make them good for Harvard, Princeton, Brown? And you have to give them time. A month is good. A month is the least amount of time that the least amount of time you should give them is a month, 3 weeks ish. And then you always want to say thank you afterward. I stress the importance of thank you. You send them an email afterward. You send them a card. You give them gifts, because what they're doing is they're not here to write you letters of recommendation. They're here to teach you, and they're doing you a favor by writing these recommendations that will get you into Princeton and Harvard. And so you have to be very considerate and polite with them. For the younger kids, your juniors, your sophomores, your freshmen, your going to high school kids, build good relationships with your teachers. Don't be a suck up. That doesn't mean you have to, like, always send them flowers. But at the end of the year, thank them and be active and engaged and develop rapport with certain teachers that you really enjoy, because that's a relationship that you are going to want to keep, not just for recommendations, but just for life, you know? And so if you don't like your teachers, that's a kind of a problem, because someone's going to have to write your recommendations. In terms of what type of teacher, like, should I get my math teacher, my AP world teacher? It doesn't matter what kind of teacher it is. Some colleges ask for a teacher from two different, like, different subjects, so that you have to have, like, an English teacher and a math teacher. Some colleges just say whatever, it doesn't matter. But you want to pick teachers that know you. If it's your Spanish teacher that knows you the best, write for that teacher. If it's your AP comp sci teacher, ask that teacher. So it depends on you. And you know the teachers that you have the best relations with. So make sure you ask them early and be very polite, send them multiple thank yous, and keep them updated on your college situation. That's the most, being considerate goes a long way with applications. What's another thing? Oh, you can ask people who aren't teachers. I asked my vice principal, who was also my mock trial coach and my advisor for things. I asked my vice principal to write me a letter of recommendation because he knew me really well. We were really close friends. And so I asked him to write them, and I sent it to Harvard, Princeton, and the other places, and I guess it's okay. It's totally okay. They usually ask for 2 to 3 recommendations. So 2 teachers, essentially, is where you want to go for. And like I said, be careful about picking the teacher that everybody picks, because they will be very busy and they might be rushed. And asking early helps. I think that's it for the idea of the interview and the letters of recommendation. Any other questions about that? That is a facet of the college app that you need to know about.